Meyer. It's the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
Hey, welcome back to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3. This segment is brought to you by Huddle House in Cuba, home of the Huddle Up Rewards program. Huddle up and hurry into your Cuba Huddle House today, any meal, anytime. And like we said, this segment here, Colin and I got to go to the Royal, the American Royal, which is a Super Bowl of barbecue. And we got to talk to some international teams. And this segment here is the Japanese cooking team. They were called Tokyo Shogun or something like that.
Shogun Barbecue.
Yes. And as you're going to hear in the interview, this is what happens when redneck meets Japanese. My pronunciations of some of their stuff is not real good, and they are not slow to correct me. And you're going to hear a little bit in the background. We had a little recording problems there. You'll hear some of their language and stuff.
Yeah, it's a bit of a three-way conversation with a mediator, so we've only managed to get one headset on, and that was on the interpreter.
Yeah, and we nicknamed him the sheriff. And like I said, folks, these guys, they are funny, they're entertaining, and you know, for the language barrier, I think they did very well. And so
I like to say they speak the common language of barbecue.
Yes. And you're going to hear how American barbecue differs from Japanese barbecue.
Yeah, it was something I had never really considered, just the fact, because naturally you would expect some cultural differences, those sorts of things, but I hadn't ever really thought of it, and, you know, with a lot of the international teams, because barbecue is growing internationally, but you just talk about the differences in livestock
right
from place to place, you know. It's really interesting.
And these guys were a lot of fun. I'm really glad that they took the time. You know, it was during their competition that they managed to take some time off to come and talk to us. And you're going to hear some interesting things. And, you know, the one guy, he knew two words, and you'll hear it in the interview, that the only thing he knew in English was tequila's good. And they cook with it, so, you know.
Yeah, I mean, what more do you need, really?
Well, there you go. You know, you got to have your tequila to go along with everything else. So we're going to go ahead and play this interview, and then we'll come back and talk about it a little bit. If you guys want, give us a call back. So here's the interview.
Okay. Hey, we're back, and we're here, and we are talking. When I said that our Mid-Mo Smoke Show is international, we have managed to get a team from Tokyo, Japan, to come and talk with us, and it is called Barbecue Shogun.
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 Yeah.
Okay. Hey, I'll get it.
You got it. You said the Shogun, that's the problem.
Oh, okay.
Shogun.
Well, that's my redneck.
I know. I'm redneck. I'm redneck, too.
Yeah. So, I hear you guys have only been in the United States for 7 days.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how do you like coming to the Royal? I mean, compared to what they've got in Japan, have they got the big competitions?
Yeah, we never have this kind of, you know, that barbecue, that competition. So that's why every time we come here, we're so excited.
Absolutely, and this is fun too.
Yeah, fun.
And
a lot of party.
Oh, there's a lot of parties.
I know.
And well, that's okay. You gotta have fun while you cook.
You gotta enjoy it.
You know, you can have a drink while you're cooking. I got a sample of meat.
Right, that's from early morning to the late night.
So what kind of meats do you cook over in Japan? Do you do like we do here, the brisket and ribs?
And yeah, it's a big difference between that Japanese style of barbecue,
right,
American style of barbecue. Japanese style, we got a very thin meat.
Right.
Thin and small.
Right.
But then a shogun, as a team of shogun, we definitely follow to that American way.
Right.
The big, the brisket and the pork shoulder, everything with the American way.
Is it more difficult for you guys to cook American way compared to Japanese?
日本のバーベキューとその薄い焼肉とアメリカの本物のバーベキューどちらが難しいですか You even can't compare. This is much harder.
This is harder here?
You need a more skill and experience.
But you must be doing well because you came back.
Yeah, だからあんた方結構うまいからいつも毎年帰ってくるんでしょってここ。Yeah, yeah, of course. We are the best in Japan.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
You know, and...
We are the elite.
And who's going to argue with that?
No, nobody.
No, I ain't.
If somebody complained to us, that bring on.
I think maybe you ought to go back and cook me some Japanese barbecue, and then I'll have some American barbecue, and we compare it. How's that?
Yeah, ここに来て日本のバーベキューも作って、で、比べたら結構いけるんじゃないかと。Yeah, you know, even if that we can bring that you know, Japanese type of barbecue,
yeah,
all American people, they never believe this is not the barbecue.
Well, see, I was kind of thinking like the Colby beef and stuff like that, you know, that very good.
Good, but too expensive.
It's very expensive, but you know what? We have a saying over here, you get what you pay for.
I know,
When you pay for the best, you get the best.
I don't know. It's too expensive. Very expensive.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Yes.
So, but they pay for it. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. だからまあ高くてもそれが分かる人は払うだろう。
Now, do you have like competitions like we do here? You say you're the best in Japan and stuff. Did you have to go through competitions to get to come over here?
今ね、日本で一番俺たちが一番だって言って聞いたんだけども、日本でいろんな大会があるかって。Yeah, see, in Japan, we don't have a contest, a competition like this,、
uh-huh.
not at all.
Oh, okay.
We, Shogun is the only one team to、follow that American way.
Oh, okay.
That's why nobody can beat us.
There you go.
Yeah, we're the only one and unique.
You're going to be number one all the time then.
Of course, one number one, all the time. Well, permanent.
You know, we got to visit before we went on the air.
Yeah.
And you guys are just absolutely a joy to talk to.
Yeah.
You're a lot of fun.
You too.
And, you know, even though we have a little bit of a language barrier
it's
here,
okay. It's okay.
We got one common goal, and that's barbecue.
Exactly.
And, you know,
that's
we say that on our show all the time, how we're family.
Yeah.
So now I've finally met some of my family
right.
from Japan.
Exactly.
We barbecue family, you know.
Exactly. That's the way to go. That's
yes.
the way to go.And、ちょっと言葉の、ね、問題あってもこのバーベキューの共通があれか あれからもうすぐフレンドになって友達になって非常に面白い We totally agree
and that's what you know there's no barriers between us
No.
You put a piece of meat down we're all going to do the same thing we're going to cook it
Yeah. There are no border
That's right
And there's 国境がない
Don't matter if you speak the language or not you know that meat gets cooked that way that
cook it, eat it and drink it
Exactly
That's all
Hey, backyard barbecue right there.
Exactly.
Gotta
you understand.
Have beer for, you know, when you cook
and
everything.
Yeah, tequila.
Sake.
Sake, yeah, you're right.
That way we know. We're Japanese family here. We got to keep
it. Exactly.
So,
that's good.
it is. And like I said, I hope you guys are having a great experience out here.
Yeah.
And I hope that, you know, your friendships with everybody else is being passed along to you.
Yeah.
And I want to say welcome and hope for the best for you
mm-hmm,
guys
mm-hmm.
and good luck in the competitions. Yep. And, you know, if you ever come back to the country, look us up. You know,
we'll
get you
for us. No.
We'll get you to come into the station.
Yeah, we'll go to that your station. Okay?
Yeah. And we'll have a good time there.
As far as you give us the tequila, I will go.
Well, okay. We can probably arrange
yeah,
that.
Yeah, please. You know, otherwise I don't go. We don't go. Okay.
But you're gonna may have to bring some of that Angus beef with you.
Angus beef, maybe sake, Japanese sake.
That might work too.
Exchange. You know.
Soak it in the sake.
Okay.
There you go. All right, guys. Good luck in the competition. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming by here.
Yeah, we are so excited.
And have a great time and have a safe trip back home.
Mm-hmm.
So,
see you again, okay?
All right, we'll see you again.
All right, okie dokie.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
Man, those guys.
I
forgot how much fun they were.
They were absolute, like I said, they were a joy to interview. They quickly corrected me on how to pronounce their Japanese words. But it just, you know, like I said, we get the family thing going.
Yeah, we touched on it a bit in the interview there, but, you know, that was one of the common themes, and we hit on this a little last week, was pretty much everyone that we talked to mentioned in some form or another that this was like a family reunion to them.
Yes.
And you know, we've got these people from across an ocean. And, I mean, if you look at our cultures and histories, it's not that far back that our cultures could not have been more different.
Right. And did not get along.
Right. And now we're joined by this common goal of barbecue, and it's really cool. And, you know, it's awesome that they're the best slash only team in Japan right now.
Yeah, that kind of caught me off guard when we were talking, and they said we're the only team. Well, you know, you can't help but be number one then.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, and
see, but they're also the worst. That's the caveat to that.
There you go.
So, but I would really like to see barbecue grow and expand in Japan, and I'd like to see how they can kind of add the Japanese flair, because when it comes to Japanese food presentation, those kinds of things, it's totally unique. You know,
if you go to
a hibachi joint, those sorts of things. I think if you combined that with the flavor profiles of American barbecue, you could get a truly one-of-a-kind product.
Yes.
And I'd be really I really want to see, you know, them grow naturally, but I'd like to see them somehow spread the word throughout Japan. And, heck, maybe we get some KCBS in, you know, the Kanto region or something. We'll have the Kanto Barbecue Society or something.
Well, Rich and Bunny would definitely get some travel miles for that one.
Oh, for sure.
All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that. We're going to be doing that every week for the next 12, 14 weeks. And stay tuned, because we're going to have another one next week. And like I said, each one is different. And you can pick some pointers up and stuff like that. But we're going to take a quick commercial break. And coming up in segment three, we're going to hear about what's going on in the KCBS today in the barbecue societies. So make sure you keep your dial right here on 107.3. You're listening to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show, and I'm Lyle Quast. We'll be right back.
2,000 fence posts, 900 acres, 48 bales, one trophy. All before lunch, which we caught last Saturday. There aren't enough hours in the day, so we work in the dark. The Can-Am Defender family of side-by-sides. We're built for this. Find the perfect Defender for your hard day's work at Cowtown USA in Cuba, Missouri, or online at CowtownUSAInc.com. Your power sports super center. When you call to schedule your propane delivery, do you ever hear this? Peterson Oil in Sullivan always has someone available to take your call. So no matter when you call, you'll hear this.
Peterson Oil, this is Caitlin. How may I help you?
At Peterson Oil, you'll always have someone to answer your questions. You can also go online to schedule your delivery, view your account information, and pay your bill as well. Peterson Oil, small enough to give hometown service, big enough to get the job done right. Serving Sullivan, Owensville, and surrounding areas since 1934.
Work hard, work smart. Save money with Milwaukee Power Tools at Wind Supply in Rolla. When it comes to providing maximum cordless power on the job site, nothing comes close to lithium ion. And nothing is better than Milwaukee's M18 lithium batteries with digital power management. Wind Supply is having their fall sale now through October 31st. And you can receive a $100 gift card or your choice of free Behr tools with qualifying purchases. Don't waste your time with underpowering tools. Go to Wind Supply in Rolla for their Milwaukee Fall Tool Sale. Wind Supply, located on Twitty Drive in Rolla.
Cold weather brings out the worst in cars. Weak batteries, worn tires, poor heaters and defrosters, and engines that refuse to start. Is your car ready? Maybe it's time to think about a newer car now, before the bad weather hits. Quality Pre-Owned Auto in Cuba has over 100 vehicles in stock right now, and all their cars and trucks pass a rigorous 80-point quality control inspection and come with 30-day temp tags. Drive with confidence this winter with a quality car from Quality Pre-Owned Auto in Cuba. See their vehicles online at qualitypreownedauto.com.
It sounds like you need a night out. Hi, this is Jody Mayer from Colton's. How about getting away and treating you and your special someone to dinner? Stop in on Wednesdays, order two of our delicious entrees, and get a bottle of your favorite wine for half price. Make Wednesdays great again with Colton's Steakhouse and Grill in Rolla. And don't forget about our half-price appetizers, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Only at Colton's Steakhouse and Grill in Rolla, where we know what's at stake.
Offer must be presented at the time of the order to receive discount. Multiple coupons cannot be combined. Limited time only. And please drink responsibly.
Hey, let's face it. You're in the military and you're going places. Well, Cape Air can help. Next time you have a flight out of St. Louis Lambert International, hop on a fast, convenient Cape Air flight from Post. Connections are easy, parking is free, and you'll be in St. Louis in under an hour. Flying is fast, affordable, and there's no traffic to slow you down. So you'll arrive refreshed and ready to go wherever it is you're going. Book your flight to St. Louis today at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. And as always, we thank you for your service.
The Mid-Mo Smoke Show. Expert advice on becoming the best barbecue cook or fabricator you know on ESPN 107.3.
I will take a free breakfast buffet anytime, any place.
Hey, welcome back to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 or online at ESPN1073.com. I am your host, Lyle Quast. And right now, we're going to get ready to do what's going on in the barbecue societies. And this is sponsored by Cowtown USA in Cuba. Your next UTV or ATV is only one click away at CowtownUSAInc.com.
So naturally, we already heard from Rich and Bunny, so we know that the Jonesboro, Arkansas competition is going on right now, and that's certainly exciting. So if you're in that area and it's a reasonable drive, certainly go and check it out. And, you know, they've got plenty of entertainment going on besides just hanging out at a
Not just a competition. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Certainly. And, you know... If it weren't for putting the miles on my car, I might head down.
Well, I just, you know, I had a long night last night, so I'm going to be a little tired to go down there. But
yeah,
if it was a little closer, I'd darn sure go.
Yeah, I tell you what, we never really talked about the drive. There's just no real good way to get from Rolla to Kansas City. You got to take 63 for most of the way.
Right.
And, man, every now and then I've still thought on the way back about that time when, you know, my life flashed before my eyes when we were passing that car in the truck.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Well, and you know, when you go down to Kansas City from where we are, you're going to find every farmer on the road.
Oh, yeah.
You know, every piece of equipment is going to be somehow on the road that you got to try to get around. Which, don't get me wrong, I have got nothing against the farmers. I have 100% respect for them. It's just like, when I'm in a hurry, everybody else isn't.
Right, yeah. Well, when I'm behind the wheel of a car, suddenly all of my, you know, morals and ethics go out the window. I just start thinking hateful thoughts.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't get road rage, but I sure do have a lot of things coming out of my mouth at times.
But, you know, we did see, aside from farmers, one pretty interesting thing. We pulled over for gas, and we saw a dude with, like, an almost straight-out-of-the-movie Smokey and the Bandit Trans Am.
Right, and that brought back memories, and it made me want real bad.
Yeah.
And you know, we met some great people, too. And the bad part was we were driving up, the sun was in our eyes just about the whole way.
Yeah, that was... an additional difficulty.
Yes.
So anyway, before we digress too much, we've got some KCBS events going on, obviously today, but then into the next month. So the 2nd and 3rd of October, you'll have the Holmes Drywall Supply Barbecue Cook-Off. It's an invitational-only grilling series, so I imagine if you're going to that one, you already know about it.
Right.
And the KCBS reps for that are Alfred T. Bowen and Fran Bowen. I notice a lot of couples among the reps. And then...
Well, yeah, but, you know, they guys got to get along real good to be able to do that all the time.
Certainly, and I imagine it saves on hotel fare.
Well, yeah.
So, then the 5th and the 6th, we've got the Independence Fire and Ice Barbecue in Independence, Missouri. Rich and Bunny will be at that one. $12,750 in prize money.
That's a pretty good payday.
Right, and it's a state championship, so you can qualify for the Royal while you're there. The 12th and the 13th is the Anchor City Cook-Off in Centralia, Missouri. Haven't heard of that one before. It's $5,100 prize money, which obviously compared to the $12,750 doesn't sound like much, but you got to think about it. That's still a pretty handsome chunk of change.
Well, and you
got to
start somewhere.
Of course. And, you know, we talked about it a lot with the people that we interviewed at the Royal, and we've talked about it a lot on the show about how it's really awesome that there's some money coming into barbecue, which yes. can make it worthwhile for a lot of people.
Oh, absolutely. And they had some super good paydays up there at the Royal for those that won.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and...
Yeah, and speaking of those who won, stay tuned next week, because we'll probably hear a bit from them.
Absolutely. And, you know, one thing I was thinking about, and, you know, people who want, they can go to our website, and they can see the pictures of the people that we interviewed.
Yep.
Because you may not recognize the name, but if you watch the Pitmaster shows or anything on TV like that, you may recognize a face.
Yep.
And so that way you can put a name with a face. But when I was just sitting here while we were talking, you know, too bad Josh from Yummy Tummy couldn't have been up there and hooked up with the Japanese.
Oh, yeah.
Man, he could have got, you know, real big over in Japan. You know, and stuff like that. And, you know, one thing I want to tell people, you hear us talk all the time about the Yummy Tummy and stuff like that, how good it is. And in this area, you can actually buy it on the shelf over at Cooking from Scratch. You know, and I heard, too, now that Colton Steakhouse is selling it or is fixing to sell it, getting real close. And if you want, just call the station here. And Matt Glenn, our station manager, is involved in getting that out there, too. So you got three options that, you know, is coming up, and they're working on more.
See, I'm just laughing because in my head, anyone who knows where the station is, it's kind of between, what is that university right there that we share a parking lot with?
Yeah,
almost.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, it's right across from McDonald's, and it's kind of, you go back down this alley, and it's around back. So I'm just picturing somebody coming to buy barbecue sauce for Matt, and it's got to look like some seedy transaction. So they're going to drive back around to the back of this building, meet up with the guy, and he's going to grab something out of the trunk and take cash.
Plus, you know, we got that little building back there, so they're probably thinking, you know, yeah, okay, we get some under-the-table operation.
Yeah. I tell you, there was a long day with a... some sort of like a sports event going on, so I ordered a pizza, and I told them, you know, it was Sweet 7. Well, on the door it says, on the exterior door it says Sweet 6. So they assumed that they weren't at Sweet 7 because make sense that it's inside. So after like an hour, I was like, hey, where are you guys? They're like, we couldn't find it.
Well, that's like, you know, we talk a lot about the Yummy Tummy and stuff, and my daughter is the one that tells me all different things that she does, and she said last week she was working late. And she ran to this store that's open all night long. I'm not going to say the name. And got some chicken strips.
Okay.
And when she got them home, she said they were the driest thing she ever ate.
Sure.
But she remembered having the Yummy Tummy in the refrigerator.
Yep.
She got it out. She goes, that makes the most fantastic dipping sauce for flavorless food that you can ever find.
Yeah, that reminds me, this past weekend I went home and it was just my dad and I, so we went out to local grocery store, we bought a couple of packs of brats, a couple of packs of beer, and just went home. He had some apple wood, and that's what he used to smoke the brats.
Oh,
after
that'd be good.
And I don't remember, it's some sort of like amber lager. It's a sort of collaboration between Anheuser-Busch and Jim Beam. It's a pretty decent little drink, but you soak your brats in it, and it's fantastic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so smoked those, and we had those, and I can confirm, we've added one more to the list, Yummy Tummy will go excellent on your applewood smoked brats.
Boy, Josh, we're getting you a heck of a recipe book going here.
Yeah.
So.
And so while we're still on the barbecue events, I want to highlight, sort of down in my neck of the woods, is the 14th annual Wildwood Barbecue Bash. And I think if I get a chance, I'm going to run down to that today. It's $10,000 in total prize money. There's a kids' queue going on. It's been going on yesterday and today. It'll be going till tomorrow at 6 p.m. And so it's from the St. Louis Barbecue Society. It's part of the Pro Series Barbecue Competition. And like I said, it's got a kids' queue going on. You can check out, they've got a website listed here, barbecueworldwide.com. But if you're in the St. Louis area, it's not that far. It's at the St. Louis Community College campus right next to the YMCA in Wildwood. So it's I think, worth a trip.
Well, yeah, and once you're at Eureka, Wildwood's just a few miles up 109.
Oh, certainly, yeah.
You know, so you're not that far.
Right.
And I remember when we were at the Royal, you know, you're talking about the kids' queue. We've seen the young ones that actually got to cook in the...
Mm-hmm.
And they had their trophies and everything. They were the happiest children you ever seen. Like, you couldn't take the smile off their face.
And I liked seeing the parents there.
Yes.
Because it was similar to, if you've seen on TV, like, the toddlers in TRs, like, the pageant moms and that kind of stuff. But these parents were totally dedicated and totally motivated towards their kids getting to cook and barbecue.
Right.
Which I will take over a, you know, beauty pageant 10 times out of 10.
But there's not the animosity either during that competition.
Certainly. You know, my brother played on a traveling select baseball team for a couple of years, and they became such good friends with the parents because you're spending a weekend together at the same hotel. So there's a lot of, you know, hanging out and drinking going on. And that's a great way for adults to become real good friends. And I would hope that there's not too much drinking going on at the kids' queue.
Well,
but between the parents, no drinking among the kids.
Well, that probably a lot of Coca-Cola being drank.
Sure, but I can't imagine how good a time those parents must be having.
Oh yeah, because
their kids are sitting there cooking, and you got this in common. You're hanging out and whatnot like that. So, you know, I think I'm definitely gonna.
It'd be fun to go up there. You know, I'll see how my time goes. It's not that far for me to drive up to Wildwood either, you know, and just take a look at it.
So. Well, heck, you're even a little closer, aren't you?
Than you are here, yeah. Well, we're going to take another break, but make sure you don't go anywhere because when we come back, we'll have our recipe of the week, which kind of ties in with our guest we had today. So you're listening to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3. Or online at ESPN1073.com. I'm Lyle Quast, and we'll be right back.
This one's coming in hot. Huddle House is serving up a new pit smoked pulled pork menu featuring home-style dishes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can try the pulled pork sandwich with tender pulled pork piled high in a brioche bun topped with a bold smoky barbecue sauce and a crispy onion ring. Served with French fries, all for only $6.99. Or try a meaty breakfast with a pit smoked pulled pork omelet or stuffed hash browns. Top off your meal with State Fair fried Oreo cookies. Come by the Cuba Huddle House today, and you'll be in hog heaven.
The 9 to 5 here is 5 to 9. We earn our scars. We wear our work ethic. We work until the work's done. And when it is, few hours of shut-eye to rest up for tomorrow. The day we'll finally get something done. The Can-Am Defender family of side-by-sides. We're built for this. Find the perfect Defender for your hard day's work at Cowtown USA in Cuba, Missouri, or online at CowtownUSAInc.com. Your power sports supercenter.
It's fall, y'all, and Pete's Pumpkin Patch in Rolla is now open. Pete's Pumpkin Patch has fun for the whole family with a goat tower, a super slide, the human hamster wheel, and farm animals that you can get your picture taken with. If you get hungry, treat the family to a delicious pizza from Pete's new fire brick oven. Pete's Pumpkin Patch will be open every weekend in October, so make plans now to bring your family for a whole day of fun. To see all the activities, go to petespumpkinpatch.net or check out Pete's Pumpkin Patch on Facebook.
Hashtag Remax Hustle. That's what the mother-daughter team of Joyce Thomas and Shelley Klausner is all about. From pricing your home to figuring out closing costs to what is escrow anyway, we're here to help you get your home S-O-L-D. It all starts with good old-fashioned hard work, and we're here to help you make it happen. Ready to buy or sell a home? Then put the Remax Hustle to work for you.
Contact Joyce Thomas or Shelley Klausner at Remax Heart of America, 2250 North Bishop near Lowe's in Rolla.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier experts, they'll show you their full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From their value-priced comfort series to their top-performing Infinity system, at Carrier, we've made excellence more affordable than ever.
Not comfortable. Till you are.
Contact the experts at 364-1005.
All white.
Ram Power Days are here at Taylor Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Rolla. Hi, I'm Jeremy Shelton, General Manager, and once you feel the power of a new Ram, you won't want anything else. Stop in now and you can get in a 19 Bighorn Edition and you can save up to $10,000 in cash rewards. You won't have to play 20 questions to look at our vehicles, and you won't have to worry about hidden fees. We're your hometown dealer, and we'll do our absolute best to treat you right. So before you pick out your next truck, stop in at Taylor Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Bishop or online at TaylorChryslerRolla.com.
Now, the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3.
I'm going to consume all of this at the same time because I am a free America.
Hey, welcome back to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show. I am your host, Lyle Kwas, and this segment of our show is brought to you by Wind Supply in Rolla, offering the best prices and selection on Traeger pellet cookers and Milwaukee tools. That's Wind Supply of Rolla, located on Twitty Drive in Rolla. And it's time for the recipe of the week. And this is brought to you by Timber Charcoal, making outstanding hardwood lump charcoal for over 40 years and available at Cox Brothers in St. James. And like I said earlier, Colin, you got a recipe that kind of fits in with the international flair for this week.
Yeah, I figured since we had interviewed a Japanese team, I'd look at some Japanese barbecue, or at least some Japanese spins on some barbecue recipes, and I have learned about a new ingredient that I was not familiar with. It's called koji. It's Aspergillus oryzae, or more commonly known as koji. It comes in two different varieties. It's a filamentous fungus used in Chinese and other East Asian cuisines to ferment soybeans, and it's also to saturify rice, other grains, and potatoes in making of all alcoholic beverages such as huangju, sake, makgeolli, and shochu. So,
that's easy for you to say.
Yeah. So it's something that, I've certainly never seen on the shelves of any sort of store, but if you're in the Rolla area, there is a establishment called the Purist Food Market. It's an international sort of market. You can get lots of different foods from different countries, so that might be a place where you could pick it up, or I'm sure you can find it online. So anyway, that is the only ingredient that I think you'll have to go out of your way to get for this, but other than that, it is koji cured grilled salmon. It's a fairly simple recipe. It's more or less you use the koji just in your preparation of the salmon, and then you can grill it, or I'd say you can smoke it.
There you go.
And so the ingredients are 2 4-ounce salmon fillets, salt to taste, 2 tablespoons of ama koji available at Asian grocery stores, cheesecloth, and plastic wrap. So ama koji is the unsalted variety. So the other variety of koji, I forget the name, already has salt in it, so the point of using the ama koji is so that you can add the salt to your preference.
Right.
So you season the salmon fillets with salt, let them rest for 20 minutes in the fridge. You dry the fillets and wrap them in one layer of cheesecloth, evenly spread the ama koji on the wrapped salmon, then wrap again using the plastic wrap, and let the salmon marinate overnight. You remove the plastic wrap and cheesecloth from the salmon and grill or smoke to your preferred, it says doneness. I'm not quite sure that's a word. So due to the enzymes found in koji, you'll notice that the salmon is extremely tender and buttery. Because of this, the author recommends grilling to rare or medium rare. So, and there you have it. That is your koji cured grilled salmon. And, you know, it sounds pretty good. It looks pretty good here. I mean, I can't imagine there is much that'll make salmon bad.
Oh, that's it. I love salmon.
Sure. And so I think especially, you know, just another take on derivative of smoked salmon.
Right.
And, you know, even if you don't have a smoker, it's easy to grill salmon. And so I think really the hardest part is, like I said, is finding koji.
What?
It's spelled K-O-J-I for anyone who's going to try to find it online.
Now, you do take the cheesecloth off before you smoke it, right?
Yes. You remove everything before smoking.
And the smoker's going to, you know, like I said, it says buttery. Mm-hmm. The smoker's going to firm it up. So
yeah.
And when you're pushing that smoke in there, too, that ought to just give it one outstanding flavor.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and you can have your little tartar sauce or whatever you want. But me, I just take it by itself and just go ahead and eat it because I love salmon anyhow.
Oh, yeah.
And so...
Yeah, well, and so... they talk about fermenting soybeans with koji, and one of that is for make one of the biggest purposes for that is to make soy sauce.
Right.
So you can imagine the sort of like savory flavor that you're going to get out of this.
And like I said, you can tell the salt in soy sauce too. So
Yeah, it's you may want to be a little conscious of that if you're worried about blood pressure and things of that nature.
Well, yeah, that kind of make it come right out your ears. Well, you know, Colin, I think. This, what we started with the Royal, our interviews and stuff, I hope our listeners, you know, stay tuned because we've got some fantastic people coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, one of them is going to be a 5-time champ, world champion. We got one that's been inducted in the Hall of Fame. We got another one who placed reserve grand champion at the Royal this year. And... We got a grand champion from the Royal, plus it's just, I mean, all different varieties of people are coming in. And the main thing we want people to see is you can do this. Just go out and start.
Yeah, that was one of the things that I noticed, and I think I touched on it last week, was no one had the same origin story. It was always, I was working in such and such industry, I did this or whatever for a living, and then I found barbecue as a hobby or a passion, and then, you know, you couldn't stop me. Now, obviously, Tuffy Stone, he's classically trained chef, he's trained in, you know, French cuisine, that sort of thing. And so naturally, he's quite talented at that sort of thing. But you have just as many people who just, well, heck, the people who won the Royal, they come from a country where American barbecue is not even that common.
Exactly.
So, you know, just by being in this country, you're already at a bit of an advantage. And to all our international listeners, I suppose, book a plane ticket.
That's right. Because the Royal will be here in a year.
Yeah, that appears to be the secret to a... great barbecue is just make your way to the States, be it from Japan, the UK.
Well, the people that, you know, from England that we talked to, the guy has a full-time job during the week.
Right.
And he only does this on the weekend, but he had to go through competitions to be able to qualify to come to the Royal.
Mm-hmm.
And they were really nice to talk to. And
it was so interesting to get to talk to them right after the award ceremony because they were still stunned.
Yes.
They couldn't believe it themselves, and they were just talking about it almost, you know, in the third person, kind of removed from themselves because they still hadn't fully appreciated the fact that they had won the Royal.
Well, and, you know, we talked about it, too. Some of the people that did the interviews with us, okay, like Tuffy Stone, he had just been elected to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But if you listen to the interview, he is the most down-to-earth, humble person you'll ever hear.
Yeah. You'd have no idea he was this, you know, upper echelon of barbecue celebrity just from talking to him. And he was in there. He had a pad of paper, and he was trying to write down what he was going to do for his speech. Because he's another guy that's just humbled and awed by the honor bestowed on him.
And how I felt honored was that most of the interviews we got were they were just before turn in or just after turn in when people were just wore out.
Yeah, well, from our vantage point, we were sitting right next to the turn in location, so we got to see quite a few people.
Yes.
You know, really hustling to get those boxes turned in.
But they were tired. You know, they were wore out, but.
Well, yeah, and it's,
they took the time to come and talk to us.
Yeah, it's warm, and everyone I've told about, you know, because it was hot. The weather said it was only around like 90 degrees, which it may have been, but we were on the infield of the Kansas Speedway, so you're talking probably more than a square mile of asphalt
and cookers.
Somewhere in the neighborhood of 600 cookers going at around the same time. And that's all just fuel burning and heat being released. And I don't care how open your system is, it takes a while for that much to dissipate. And then we were sitting with a black tablecloth and a black backdrop.
And black shirts.
Oh, yeah. So we were warm.
And the people, like I said, folks, you just got to listen. And that's why we're going to call that segment A Royal Experience, because that's exactly what it was. Well, Colin, I guess it's time to wrap things up. It's been another good show. The Mid-Mo Smoke Show is heard live every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. This show is produced in the Mid-Missouri Media Studios in Rolla, Missouri, and engineered by Colin Fisher. Don't forget, you can always listen to the podcast of this show. Just go to our website at ESPN1073.com, click Programming, and Mid-Mo Smoke Show. I'm Lyle Quast, and thanks for joining us. Until next week, we'll smoke you later.
You've been listening to the Mid-Mo Smoke Show on ESPN 107.3 with expert advice from the pitmaster, Lyle Quast. Saturdays from 9 till 10 a.m. on ESPN 107.3.